Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's not the Democracy Broadcasting Network, and it's not the Distraction Broadcasting Network. I listen to some other networks, man, and it's like the Jesuit runaround. I looked at McCabe over here and took the case to Woolsey there, and who took it to Biden, and then they went over to a Turkish cleric and then back to Mueller's office, who accused General Flynn of lying about reaching out to a Russian ambassador. Well, that's the bombshell news I get on other outfits. Oh, boy, if the art of the big jerk around. We're going to cut right to the chase here on the RBN Network. I appreciate you joining us. Please support the network. We're going to try to get, I don't think they had court today. I think, was today the release of Cliven? I couldn't get a hold of John Lamb, and I couldn't find much on the internet from the 4th today. I think today was the day that Cliven was going to get out. I don't have my notes in front of me here. We're going to see if we can get you an update on the Bundy trial today. I think Cliven might have been released today, or one of the crew, but I don't think there was court. We'll try to get some kind of update. I checked a few of the outfits, and it seemed like all we had was updates from last week. So if anybody's got any updates from the Las Vegas trial, we're trying to get a hold of Chris as well and see what happened out there today. So it is the trial of the century, and we urge people to pay attention. That place should be overflowing, and according to John Lamb last week, it was. So congratulations to all the courtroom observers, and that's the only reason that the Bundys and company were let out for the time, you know, for the time that they are. At least it levels the playing field and gives them a chance to represent themselves or assist their attorneys more effectively, you know, where you're not coming in yellow jumpsuits and chains. It tends to paint a bad picture to the jury, who may not be as awake as we are here on the RBN Network. So with that, I'm going to ask Gary for a prayer tonight that the rest of the crew will get out, that the witches' hearts will be softened by the Creator, or lest they get cast down into the fiery pit that they crawled out of, one or the other. It's time to take a side here. And so, Gary, how are you tonight? Let's see what's on your mind and take us into a prayer for the people who are still in the witches' prison. There are so many that I'm reluctant to get bogged down in good news. You know, this truly is appearing to be nothing more than year number 9 of the Obama administration. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Eric. This is Gary Don from Michigan, and I'm so happy to be alive yet and be able to speak in the name of our Father Yodi Vahi on all the issues. And it's been a real good evening. We've had some company come over. They're still here just to hear the opening of your show that we have on. So, and they got to hear your voice, and I told them you're a great guy and a great speaker and a great patriot. And this is a very interesting thing, and you are a very special friend. And I think I called, you know, left you a message today thanking you so much for the able to bring me on to this Republic Radio, and Republic Radio allow me to share the truth to the best of my knowledge. And I promised you and I promised everyone that I will do nothing but share the truth of the gospel, or share the truth of Scripture as the absolutely best I can do and render it out. So with that, we come there to talk about Cliven Bundy. I think, is Cliven Bundy in his 70s, Eric?
He is. I'm sure he's, I think he's 71 or 72. Yep.
Yeah. Now, share with the people that are here visiting with me. He was in prison for 2 years. Is that correct already?
Correct. That's correct, yes, without bail, without bond. Even though federal, you know, the national constitution, the constitution that for the country, as well as the state constitution for the state of Nevada, both say that bail will be provided unless it's an accusation of a capital offense, meaning unless they are accused of murder. I mean, these guys didn't do anything. There was no violence done whatsoever at the Bundy Ranch. As we know, it was a modern miracle. If only the Lord, I think, had his hand on the to keep that just under control, and it was a happy ending where the Bundys got their cattle back. There was no violence. The Patriots stood against the government successfully, and then out of spite, you know, he was scooped up when he was in Oregon and put into the prison and denied any type of bail or bond for 2 years now. And many of these gentlemen have been in solitary confinement. They've been abused in prison by the staff, the regulations that they have. I checked up and talked to the prison staff and management, and this place is like, it's first of all, it's run like a military. They're requiring inmates to do things that inmates should not be required to do. Military conscripts, maybe, that consented to going into a military and signed on the dotted line and said, yes, I'll be happy to, you know, take these orders and do what I'm told and agree to all this. I mean, these guys didn't agree to anything, and they're getting abused as if they were military. You can't put your socks on this bar. You can't put your socks on the bed. They got to be hanging up. You can't have your shirt you can't have your shirt on the floor. It's got to be folded up and this way on the bed here, and the bed has to be made that way, military style. And it was absolutely absurd. They're doing things to make sure that somebody's going to get in trouble for not dotting an I and crossing a T or folding their shirt or picking up their socks properly. And I'm not talking about a messy prison cell where it was, you know, a hazard or a fire. I mean, I'm talking about ridiculous things that are just to the level of absurdity. And it comes down to torture. And these guys have been tortured for the past 2 years in a private prison called Correction Corporation of America, CCA. I like to call it Concentration Camps of America because that's what it is. And they hold people in Pahrump, Nevada. It's Nye County. And the sheriff is more than happy to comply with the U.S. Marshal's unlawful request for what's called a courtesy hold, because there's no accusation that there was a true criminal act. There's no victim to what the Bundys supposedly did. So there's no way, really, under actual common law, constitutional law, that these men should be being held for any reason at all. But the marshals have found it that they think it's legal to kidnap somebody, and because a bunch of attorneys that got elected into office in Washington, D.C., told them they could do something, they figure, well, it's just like Germany. If the Gestapo hierarchy told me I could go out and do it, well, then I was fully within my rights to go out and kill whoever I was told to kill. I mean, also, comes a point when military orders have to be resisted and refused. And we're at that point right now. And with Trump, you know, I mean, I hear Alex Jones saying, Trump's making our military stronger, as if that's a good thing. We already have the giant, most burgeoning, out-of-control military in the world abusing our troops. Our troops, it's not our troops' fault. It's the fault of the corporate handlers and shot callers in the military who are using the troops and allowing them to be abused by sending them overseas to places where they should not be. They really need to, our military needs to get home and begin defending the people against enemies domestic. Would you not agree with that, Gary?
I agree 100%. And, you know, these folks, they may escape the arm of justice here before they're like kind, and it just goes to show you the people who uphold these type of instructions and give these kind of instructions to wayward our people. They're a sad, sick society. But I promise you, in the name of Yod He Vahi, they will not escape the arm of the law, judgment, and Gehenna. They understand that Gehenna will get them all. It's just a matter of time. We may not be able to be forceful enough in this country to bring back our country by revolution. I pray that with this every day that we would become sensible enough to take it back by knowledge and by courage of our knowledge and standing up for what is right. But if that's not able to happen, our Father will step in and He will do the judgment. Every nation who has come to this particular protocols of the scenarios of government, as they call them, they have suffered the long arm of justice by the Father, some way, shape, or form. And I do know that if we would bend our knee as Christians across this country and get the pulpits of America straightened out once and for all, and get our people back to following the laws of the Father. And don't listen to this false apostle Paul business, and anyone who preaches and teaches it, that the law has been done away. They use one little verse out of the book of Colossians, I think it's the fourth chapter, 12th verse or so on and so forth, where the law is hanging on his cross. What a ridiculous stupidity we have been followed. I followed this years and years ago when I was, like I stated before, I was ignorant and I was arrogant. And until you learn to swallow your pride so you don't choke on it, you run into the same situation. You've got a constant cough in your being, because you can't share the truth. There's no truth in us if we don't follow the laws of the Father. And these laws will come forth one day. And as he promised in Leviticus, we've used that couple verses over and over, chapter 26, verse 18 and 19. He says, I ask you to do the statutes. He asked us to do them. He said, this is what I want you to do for your benefit, so you'll live safely in the land. Well, all I got to do is turn the TV on in the morning. I live in a remote area of Michigan. And I don't have to even turn it on, because right in the remote areas of Michigan, the most evil things are taking place that we ever receive. You're not safe. We lock doors, and then we put chairs against them yet. And this should be the home of the free and the brave, but it's not. It's everything but. And until we learn to bend our knee to our Father, the Creator, and do what He has asked us to do, and He doesn't make it a big deal, we're not going to reap the blessings of His long arm of justice and His blessings. We can see it's very clear. I don't understand how these preachers can stand in the pulpits of America and continually lie to our people, and lie and lie and lie. And I've proved them over and over just from Scripture, okay, that these are lies. All you got to do is start reading the Scriptures yourself. But anyhow, I yield back to you, Eric.
Thank you, Gary. That's wise words, and it's Oh, we got Chris and the caller. Okay, so we're just going to transfer right into. Let's do this. Let's, Chris, if you don't mind hanging out for another minute, let's get right to the caller and see what the caller has to offer.
That's an excellent idea.
Who do we got? Andy in Texas. Oh, Andy, how are you? Good to hear you.
Oh, no, it's good to talk to you guys. Hey, I just want to give some big kudos to Gary. You know, I just had this conversation last night. I spent like 4 hours talking to my son, and many times we raised our voice, and he's a long distance away. And I tried to tell him that, look, anybody that's older than you, that spent a little more time on this planet than you, you're going to get the real life information that you need. Because our history books aren't giving us anything. So I really, really, really admire Gary there. As a young man, I used to hang out with a bunch of old guys, you know, have coffee with them at coffee shops, you know, something. I was doing old guy stuff before my time. I haven't got back to it, but I've talked to a lot of older folks, and they just have so much, a treasure trove of information. And not just about history, but about life's lessons, you know. And I guess my problem with my son is that he thinks I'm trying to tell him what to do. And I'm just saying, look, man, you get a chance to talk to somebody that knows something better. So you know, you never know. You throw some of the stuff out the window, but you never know what you're going to hear. You might hear something that could be useful when something like that happens to you and stuff. So I want to give kudos to Gary, and I really like his faith, and I'm just glad he's there. And you know what? When I listen to your show, I'm not telling you how to run your show, but I'd really like to hear a lot more from Gary.
Well, that's awesome. I would too. And so Gary is such a kind, you know, he's not a hog with the microphone. So he's just so you know, he's such a gentleman. He's reluctant to take up a lot, you know, more time than he does. But he is always welcome to, because we welcome his words and his ideas, and like you said, his life experience. Gary, do you have any response to the kind words that Andy had for you?
I had to unmute. That was wonderful, Andy, and I sure appreciate it. And like I say, I don't do this for my own self. I do this to share with the people out here. I have a son also, and they brought it up, and I have tears in my eyes when it comes there. He's a Baptist preacher in a 501c3 corporation thing, and as I've shared before, I was excommunicated out of a Baptist church One time I was even a deacon in a Baptist church, and I was excommunicated out because I shared some things, and I never interrupted a service, but I shared some things at board meetings that the pastor couldn't stand and a couple other people, and I read it from the scriptures to share with them. So it's wonderful to hear from you, Andy, and I try and share with our son, my wife and I, and I'm very fortunate that I have a wife that supports me 100%. But she wouldn't support me if I wasn't telling the truth. I can share that with you. And we're both in our 80s, and we've been married 61 years. So there's some things that we have went through over the years, and we still are into the organic farm. We have every acre we have is certified organic, and we milk cows certified organic process, but we never were able to sell the milk because there was no market at that time, but now there is a market for people. So it's been very interesting, and I really support you in visiting with your son. And I've got people praying for my son and the family and the grandchildren and everything. I think they're in for a rude awakening coming up here shortly as I watch across the country and I see the different things and I hear the threat of war. And I remember I just missed the Korean War, was put in the military during that time in the 58. And 1958, and I was in a strike one outfit at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, for 21 months. I just got out when they were still going into Vietnam, because when you're in a strike one outfit, you don't know where you're at when you get in the plane. But anyhow, it seems to me they're trying to do the same thing again. They're trying to bring on a war, and it's for the cabal. It's for the people who can't do anything for themselves to make things grow. They need to live off the wealth of the war machine, and that's so sad.
Hey,
we got to get rid of these people. Yes.
Hey, after the break, can I just throw one more question at Gary?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'll be here.
Okay. Well, we're going to a break. Yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nature's waiting.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary, Chris, and Andy in Texas. Andy, let's get right back to you, and Gary, go right back ahead.
No, I'd like to, hey, Gary, I obviously can tell, and I'm sure the listeners can tell, you're not a spring chicken, no offense, okay? So I want to ask you this question. When you see, and perhaps you've seen this, I hope you've seen it, but just like the Bundys and whatnot, these Mennonites, where I came from, they were Hutterites, but these are all these groups around our country that decide they want to live off the grid, have their own cows, have their own pigs, slaughter them, milk them, do what they need to do and live. They have no electricity, no TV, nothing and stuff, and they're being attacked by the EPA, the FDA, and all this stuff. What's your feeling on that, sir?
Well, I'm muted here. I'm very, very concerned about that, because one of the reasons that we live on the farm is to be able to help supply our supplies for ourselves and be somewhat self-sufficient. We're not totally self-sufficient, but I believe it's a racial situation. And we bring everything to bear upon the white man, and being he's a racial person. Yes, we are a racial person in a way, because our father chose us of the house of Israel. And you have to study this very hard. It doesn't mean he doesn't have other creations out here, but he has a creation called Israelites, and these Israelites. Most don't know who they really are, especially in this country, that they're Israelites. They're one of the 12 tribes of Israel, Jacob Israel, the sons and daughters of Jacob. They changed his name to Israel. So we have a special thing. We're to take care of the garden. We're to take care of the soil. We're to take care of things as natural as it can be. And for instance, one of the things that we did here a couple times is, and we didn't do it enough, and we were wrong and we're sinful, is we rested our land on the seventh year, and that's not common. You don't do those things, and so therefore, anything we do that brings any type of light to ourselves, we are prejudiced. We're racist. We're this. We're that. We're one thing another, but that's not true. The truth of the matter is that we are here to keep order in this country and in the garden. That's why he put Adam there and he put Eve there, to take care of the garden and to dress it. That's what we are about. We're to dress and take care of the garden. This is a great, great country with great soils. But if you look at it today, and if you take a picture of a field and you can do the organs of the field, you will find that where our sickness is coming is right from the soil, the ground itself. So I hope this answers you somewhat.
No, it's absolutely fantastic, but one more short question, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but you've lived your life, and you're certainly a few years older than me. What's the worst thing that's happened to you when you interacted with somebody, your worst interaction with a person that you can remember? Something that might stand out in your mind. And I'm only curious. It's not like I'm digging into your life, and I apologize.
No, that's fine. I can share. I spent all day Saturday in an attorney's office with three attorneys. I'm a trustee on a land trust. I've been a trustee of several different land trusts. These are much like the Rockefeller trust, okay? And and the court is trying to divide up the property the way they want to, with three lawyers involved, and some greedy relatives, and the mother who is living, and the father was passed on some years ago, is still living yet, but she's incompetent, and they say, well, what she said in her trust doesn't mean anything, and I'm saying to them, no, this is what was her will and her testimony at the time, and she signed the deeds over to the trust so they would go to her son. Well, her son has died since then, and then the grandson is living, and so the one of the grandsons has been, according to the trust indentures, they are supposed to, the soil in the land is supposed to go on to him, but they don't want this to happen. That's on an outside thing.
Hey, who is they? Who is they? The government?
The court system.
Yeah, the government.
The judges, okay. The attorneys. You see, when I was there that day, we received nothing as trustees for all day. The judge that come in there to try and he's trying to make things better. Okay, he really didn't have the authority to do anything except try and negotiate. He got $1,000 from one attorney, and $1,000 from another attorney.
What's the motivation for the court? What's the motivation for the court to do this?
Greedy siblings that don't have anything, in their name because their mother didn't name them as a beneficiary.
Hey Gary, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you back again. I want to talk to you again if you don't mind. I got to pick your mind. You've got
Thank you very much, Jody. God bless you.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Support our sponsors.
Thank you,
folks.
Andy. Excellent call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Therefore you're not far better. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Hey friends, welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris, and appreciate Andy from Texas calling in with such kind words. And it's nice to hear there's supporters out there. So we appreciate that. And with that, we're going to go over to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you with us tonight?
Believe it or not, I'm right here on time.
Oh, you made it. Great. How are you, Chris? Anything we've been discussing? Did anything we've been discussing over the last little bit of time stimulate any thoughts or require any comments from you? Feel free to comment or chime in on anything that you think is going on with the Bundy trial. I think the clip that I was watching was about a 30-minute clip. It was right before the broadcast. I didn't have time to sit and watch the whole thing. That was dated for today, which I believe is the 4th, and it was...
Correct.
They were waiting for Cliven to come out. Did he make it out? And they were saying they've had false alarms before, so this is why I want to confirm things before we put it out there too much. So did you get any?
I certainly wish that was the fact, and I don't know for sure. I haven't heard any more than you have. I haven't even seen that clip that you're talking about. I would certainly pray that the Creator would have his spirit intervene on Cliven's behalf and free this innocent man from this miscarriage of justice, this abusive process, these agency lawless actors, the DOJ, the FBI, the BLM. You can go on and on and on, but all these flipping agencies are lawless entities. They're private for private profits corporations. They have no sense of what the true law is. They only operate under their private statutory codes, policies, and procedures. And they haven't got a competency to be administrating what they're doing. They don't know the law, so they shouldn't be able to enforce the law.
Yeah, and if everybody would challenge them on it, you know, properly, even with just a simple paper filing for any and all court cases, it would shut everything right down and return us to a common law status. But that's what we're trying to do here, is get some knowledge out to people, get the spirit of activism going as well, because, you know, once again, if without activism, you know, news is great, but... That's then what? So, you know, okay, so suggestions, go to courtroomwatch.org and get some jury nullification flyers downloaded. Crucial. This is why I do what I do. I watch so many people like Chris and the Bundys, and the list is so long that, the power, we do not have three separate and equal branches of government. Everything ultimately rests in the hands of the witch's court. President can try to do whatever he wants to do, But as long as he keeps appointing, you know, career witches like Jeff Sessions over the Justice Department, a guy who wants to continue the drug war and ramp up asset forfeiture and seizure, which is nothing more than property, legalized property theft, it's, you know, without due process. So Chris was just mentioning due process. I read, and they're brainwashed. I picked up a, was at a used bookstore. There was a constitutional law book. I said, wow, cool, this will be good to have. Add this to the collection. Maybe I get some good nuggets out of here. The thing was totally garbage from front to hundreds and hundreds of thousands. It was way over 1,000 pages of just brainwashing. Where it had the write-up on due process, it pretty much said that whatever is convenient for the court is what due process should be. I mean, it was just like Chris is always telling you about the arbitrary nature and the just the whimsical, you know, judicial discretion. Those are the most dangerous words because it means they can do anything. That you can have the longest constitution with all kinds of, you know, the government can't do this and you shall not be infringed that, blah 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 blah. And if you put it right at the end of there, or up to the judicial discretion of the judge or judicial discretion. You just ruined the whole document. You just ruined the whole thing. I mean, that sinks the whole deal right there. It's the clause from hell, and it's in the Judicial Act of 1789, which is where our republic really started to go bad right there. About, gosh, uh-huh. I would submit, and I've done this, you know, said this before. We had about 10 years between about 1779 and about 1789, and then it was right back into the witch's tyranny. We did the broadcast where we talked about the senators at the time. We're talking about what an evil, horrible nightmare this Judicial Act of 1789 was going to be if it was passed. Sure enough, 12, 13, 14 out of the 25 senators were Freemasons, including the chief guy who was really in at the forefront of trying to push this through. And the senators made bizarre comments at the time, like, this guy's really weird about this. He treats it like it's his child.
Robert Ellsworth.
Ellsworth, yes. Yeah, Oliver Ellsworth. McLaren.
The same one the airport here is named after, McLaren Airport.
Well, yeah, he was saying, you know, this is a horrible idea. It's gonna turn the court into the witch's court. He didn't use those words, but that's long and short. And it did, and that was the intention. And it was a Freemason thing from the beginning. They get their people, they don't need many of them. How the Jesuits operate. These are the enforcement arm of the Zionist bankers. These are the guys with the power that have been delegated the power through the churches, the Church of Rome, the Church of England, the Church of Islam, no better, no worse, equal to and horrifying tyranny, all of them, whether it's an imam or a priest or a rabbi, and they're all either raving lunatics or working for the enemy, knowingly and coldly and calculatingly. Very few of them. I mean, and it's hard to get news on this. Even with the difficulty to get news, it still comes out that the Archbishop, who was at Pell there, the assistant to the Pope, got arrested for, you know, massive child trafficking, and we'll see what happens with him. But we haven't seen any big names go down with the Vatican, which leads me to believe that any quote-unquote, you know, takedown of any pedophile network is strictly going to be very small fish in a very big pond full of huge whales and sharks called globalists, royal family members, elite members of all the corporations and the judiciary and Congress. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, how about this one? In honor for the Pope and his adjutants, how appropriate? On motu proprio, it's a play on words there. But understand that Jeff Sessions
would appreciate the paid.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions is paid by the UN. He's a Hitler supporter. He's an anti-Trumper. And how Trump got him stuck in there can only be some of the Kushners and the other Wall Street maniacs that he put in there to run our economy into the ground. Is this guy a bumbling idiot? Is he incompetent? Is he malicious? Can't tell you.
No, I hear some people. I don't see how he could be a bumbling idiot, incompetent, and get to, you know, real estate empire thing going and all the, you know, all the backroom deals and all the contracts signed and written and all the financing and losing his money and then keeps getting it back again and again and again. I mean, when you go bankrupt, you know, you've got to cut some deals with some major players to get back right on your feet where you were as a billionaire developer again. It doesn't happen organically that way. You know, work your way. You try going to, I mean, I know a guy locally who went bankrupt and he went into the court and they took all his property. He didn't let him keep it and refinance it and try to help him. And, you know, it's a lot of people think they're going to work their way up to the next highest court's going to do the right thing, or this attorney is not going to be as bad as the last one, or, you know, some part of the system's got to be right. I'll go to my representative. I know my representative. I'll go to them and talk with them. And even if they're good, I've met a couple of good local people here around this area in the government. They're not horrible people. I hear the beep say, we got to call her, get to you in 1 second. But, you know, they're still, if they're subservient, if they can't shape the statutory system that they've sworn an allegiance to, more or less, then they can be the best person in the world. But they keep constantly, you know, ordered to do structurally ordered, meaning there's not always the vicar there, you know, on the magic bat phone, the vicar phone, going, hey, you're going to do this on this deal. Okay, you're going to do that on that deal. Oh, yep, okay, yeah, guilty. Whoop, no, not guilty on that one because he came up with 50 grand, blah, 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 blah. It's not like that. They structure it through the bar so it's been codified. It's code. They come up with all these unlawful statutes and have the administrative state administer it to us as if we were walking fiduciary instruments, and that's how they look at us. That's we know about the capital name trust and all the thing with the one of Andy's questions is why they're doing this is, you know, there are many reasons, you know, downright evil, you can start with that, but you know, all these cases are bonded. So Gary's case that Gary's going through in Michigan, that's if that involves property and an estate with, you know, benefit, there's money, obviously some money involved or some property, or they wouldn't be in the court fight, you know, going through the litigation and trying to work it out. And yes, there's some fighting with that. I know how it is happening with my situation as well. It's very difficult to get everybody on the same page and just try to do the right thing, get by it, keep the witch's court out of it. Getting too much involved with the legal system is can never help you. It can only hurt. Stay out of its clutches and you'll be just great. And they'll be fine. They'll sit there and hopefully do nothing because there won't be any business. But, you know, they're always going to capitalize on the fools and the violent people who are out there. They're usually pretty few and far between. If you removed all this drug war and the statutory infractions and the victimless crime garbage, society gets along generally pretty well, especially in rural America and small, more suburban-type places. There's general... And it doesn't have to be enforced with cameras and police driving around all day. You know, usually the teenagers or the people, the petty thieves, so to speak, is about as bad as it gets. I'm not talking about if you're living in some areas where there's huge gang violence because of the drug war. But once again, the drug war, the gang violence isn't because it's because the police are warring and the courts are warring against the drugs, making it illegal and warring against the people who possess them and distribute them. That's the only reason there's violence. You took the money out of it, the violence would go away overnight. You could make anything illegal, and people would start fighting it over it tomorrow. You could make suitcases illegal, because you never know what's inside, so they're all illegal now. And people, man, there'd be a black market. People would be paying $1,500 for a little teeny suitcase and $5,500 for a big one. It'd be just like the drugs. Anything, you're going to make it illegal. There's going to be hard to get. Black marketeers are going to come in. And, of course, the CIA loves it because they're usually going to be able, through their covert system that's already set up with the military as their muscle, you know, they're going to do whatever they want to do. They want as much of this stuff illegal as possible. That's why the drug war benefits the deep state. The deep state is incredibly happy that Trump is doing what he's doing, judges, appoint Sessions, a drug warrior, over the Justice Department. Appoint a big oil man, Rex Tillerson, over the big oil. Betsy DeVos over the Department of the president of NeuroCorps, the company that databases people's mind function and brain waves, literally, with a machine called the NeuroTOR, the world's most advanced brain monitoring system. And she's over the Department of Education. Oh, and by the way, the NeuroTOR was leased out exclusively to Israeli aircraft industries. So I imagine they would be using it with their pilots for the brain monitoring function and turn their pilots into hybridized human robot hybrids. Yikes. Zionist human robotroid hybrid monsters from hell. And it's not looking good there. So, all right, so you're Betsy DeVos, Rex Tillerson. These are all corporatists. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to thank Jody. She sent me the information. Trump has just appointed, let me see if I can pull this up. Over the Manufacturing Council, Trump has just appointed, Mike, if I lose you, give me a call back and Chris take over for a few minutes. But let's see. It says here, what is this guy's name? I don't have his name in front of me. I don't think it's in the text. I did look it up. Trump just named to the head of the Manufacturing Council the head of Dow Chemical. Dow Chemical is the company that made Agent Orange. It's the company that makes genetically manipulated food, along with Monsanto, Syngenta, ConAgra, Dow, and there's one or two other big ones. once again, another corporatist. How does it benefit the people to have one of the leading GMO pimps, president, one of the presidentes of the poison food supply, presiding over the nightmare, the cross-pollination, all the cancer that's coming from it, hundreds of thousands of people getting cancer from GMO food, two doctors at Strong Memorial Hospital with a Center of Cancer Research and also radiation research, a very ugly place, but the very, unfortunately, the most brilliant, good or evil, minds end up, at places like Strong and Mayo and a few others. You know, it's a premier hospital, so to speak. I'm not saying it's any good, but some of the best well-trained guys, the best you're going to get out of the college medical establishment, go there. And even they're admitting that, two of them admitted that it's the GMO cancer. One of them said, I think he said, what did he say? He said 50% of people that come through the hospital have cancer. Most of them don't even know it. And it's the GMO food causing it. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, my friends, welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris, sitting in for Tom. Tom will be with us again shortly. And I just wanted to, we have a caller, right? So let's get right to our caller before the top of the hour. Who do we got? Was it Rhonda? Okay, caller, call back in if you want to. Anyway, I just wanted to remind people that we're living, the corporate nature of our government is not changing. And, okay, you can return the land in Utah to the people and cancel the executive order that says it was a monument or whatever, but where's the private property rights being returned to the individual who owns property? Who's gotten their title to their house back or their farm back from the county clerk and been absolved of paying rent or losing their property that's been in their family for sometimes hundreds of years? This is how the two system, this is how the system, the deep state, so to call it, so to speak, this is how the Jesuit-managed intelligence agency executed Zionist banker-funded Antichrist system works. The left, so to speak, will come in and seize all the land and grab it up, and then the right will come back and just say, well, we'll cancel that. But how about all the other atrocities that are – how about once again, the difference – this is such an insignificant piece of this drop in the bucket. They're going to give some bones to the Patriots, and they're going to return a little national park here and a chunk of land there. So, and by the way, I don't see how, unless this land's going to be put up for homesteading or for sale at a good price to the people, it should be given to the people, especially the people who've had their property ripped off under tax foreclosures. I don't see how it going back to the Nazi state of Utah or the Nazi state of Nevada or the Nazi state of New York, which are as bad, if not way worse, than the federal. The tyranny of the locals far worse than the tyranny of the federal. The SAFE Act, with Shane Bennett sitting in prison for years now because the SAFE Act, it's not a federal thing. That's a New York state law that the Gestapo was enforcing and kicking in doors the day after Thanksgiving and locking somebody up for years for doing nothing other than having guns in the house. Oh, there was a minor statutory felony in his past. Minor drug possession. Oh, there's the drug war reeling its ugly head. So you see how the drug war feeds the whole gun grab? He was disarmed because he had a drug charge in his past. And because the piece of paper that he sent into the state called the Certificate of Relief, or Certificate of Release, the state didn't mail it back and say it had been registered properly. The state didn't do their last little bit, final bit of paperwork, even though he did. He didn't properly wait for the response and then make a response to that. They make it so convoluted with the garbage idiot paperwork that almost nobody can do it. And he tried and failed. He didn't get the paperwork in right. certificate of release never got processed properly, so therefore he was a felon in possession of a firearm. Convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Of course, it wasn't ever in his possession. It was just in the house, but of course the witch's court and the attorney liars come up with this bizarre lie called constructive possession, where they take a word that requires actual holding, because possession requires actual holding, and they totally change it. Say, oh, well, constructive possession means you don't have to actually hold it anymore. We just change in words. We are on our own, out of left field. Thanks, attorneys. Appreciate that. We'll be right back after this break. It's Derek the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. After the break, we're going to talk about neurolaw.
The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.